Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Hermetic Principles. Today we will be doing the fourth principle, the principle of polarity. Everything is dual. Everything has poles. Everything has its pairs of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half-truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. The Kybalion. This principle embodies the truth that everything is dual. Everything has its poles. Everything has its pair of opposites, all of which were oral hermetic axioms. It explained the old paradoxes that have perplexed so many, which have been stated as follows. Thesis and antithesis are identical in nature but different in degree. Opposites are the same, different only in degree. The pairs of opposites may be reconciled. Extremes meet. Everything is and isn't at the same time. All truths are but half-truths. Every truth is half-false. There are two sides to everything. It explains that in everything there are two poles or opposite aspects, and that the opposites are really only the two extremes of the same thing, with many varying degrees between them. To illustrate, heat and cold, although opposites are really the same thing, difference consisting merely of degrees of the same thing. Look at your thermometer and see if you can discover where heat terminates and cold begins. There is no such thing as absolute heat or absolute cold. The two terms heat and cold simply indicate varying degrees of the same thing, and that same thing which manifests as heat and cold is merely a form, variety, and rate of vibration. So heat and cold are simply the two poles of that which we call heat. And the phenomena attendant thereupon are manifestations of the principle of polarity. The same principle manifests in the case of light and darkness, which are the same thing. The differences consisting of varying degrees between the two poles of the phenomena. Where does darkness leave off and light begin? What is the difference between large and small? Between hard and soft? Between black and white? Between sharp and dull? Between noise and quiet? Between high and low, between positive and negative. The principle of polarity explains these paradoxes, and no other principle can supersede it. The same principle operates on the mental plane. Let us take radical and extreme example, that of love and hate. Two mental states apparently totally different, and yet there are degrees of hate and degrees of love, and a middle point in which we use the terms like or dislike. We shade into each other so gradually that sometimes we are at a loss to know whether we like or dislike or neither. And all are simply degrees of the same thing. You will see if you will but think a moment. And more than this, and considered more importance by the hermeticists, is the possible to change the vibrations of rate, the vibrations of hate to the vibrations of love in one's own mind and in the minds of others. Many people have had personal experiences of the involuntary rapid transition from love to hate, and the reverse in your own case and that of others, and you will therefore realize the possibility of this being accomplished by the use of the will, by means of the hermetic formulas. Good and evil are but the poles of the same thing, and the hermeticist understands the heart of transmuting evil into good, by means of an application of the principle of polarity. In short, the art of polarization becomes a phase of mental alchemy, known and practiced by the ancient and modern hermetic masters. An understanding of the principle will enable one to change his own polarity, as well as that of others, if he will devote the time and study necessary to master the art.